This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive, and it's Name Your Price tool. Say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show coverage options within your budget. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Investigators with the National Transportation Safety Board looking into this week's collapse of the Baltimore Key Bridge are continuing to collect evidence. The bridge span came down early Tuesday morning after nearly 1,000-foot-long container ship crashed into one of its key supports. Four construction workers who were on the bridge span at the time are still missing. The bodies of two other workers were recovered today. Maryland Governor Westmore says what happened is going to have global ramifications.
The collapse of the Key Bridge is not just a Maryland crisis. The collapse of the Key Bridge is a global crisis. The national economy and the world's economy depends on the port of Baltimore.
For now, ship traffic is halted out of and into most of the crucial port with no indication on how long cleanup and rebuilding might take and how much it might ultimately cost. As Easter approaches, a group of Christian leaders has sent a letter to the Biden administration calling for a permanent ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. NPR's Jason DeRose reports more than 140 clergy and others have signed the document.
The letter sent this Holy Week also urges the U.S. and other countries to end arms sales to Israel, and it calls on the U.S. to tell Israel to abide by international conventions to prevent genocide. The letter addressed to President Biden says, quote, "We implore you to have the moral courage to end U.S. complicity in the ongoing violence and instead do everything in your power to prevent the potential genocide against Palestinians in Gaza." The letter was organized by the group Churches for Middle East Peace. Signers include Catholic, Anglican, Lutheran, and Quaker leaders, among others. Jason DeRose, NPR News.
The Interior Department is tightening rules on how much methane can be released by those who drill for oil and gas on public lands. NPR's Jeff Brady reports the aim is to reduce climate warming pollution and increase federal government coffers.
The Biden administration has made it a priority to reduce methane pollution because it's an even stronger climate warmer in the atmosphere than carbon dioxide. It's also a key component of natural gas. Oil and gas drillers have vented and flared enough methane to supply 675,000 homes a year. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland says the new regulations update 40-year-old rules and will bring in more than $50 million a year in royalties since methane that is captured can be sold. The American Petroleum Institute criticized the rules, saying it could hinder production. The industry says venting and flaring happens because there aren't enough pipelines to transport the gas. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
President Joe Biden and two former Democratic presidents, Barack Obama and Bill Clinton, will share a stage in New York this week at a fundraising event. The event's meant to celebrate decades of Democratic leadership and to draw a sharp contrast to former President Donald Trump, who's mostly isolated from other past Republican leaders. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 477 points today. You're listening to NPR. The Israeli military says around 30 rockets were launched from Lebanon toward northern Israel this morning. Militant group Hezbollah is taking responsibility for the launches, saying they were in response to an Israeli airstrike on a paramedic center linked to a Lebanese Sunni Muslim group in south Lebanon that killed seven of its members. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, meanwhile, has said he will not accept conditions from the group Hamas for a ceasefire in its current war with Israel. One of the pioneers in the field of behavioral economics has died at the age of 90. NPR's Scott Horsley has more on the legacy of Daniel Kahneman.
Daniel Kahneman was trained as a psychologist, which helped him understand that people don't always make decisions on a strictly rational basis. They sometimes behave in predictably irrational ways, an insight that helped give rise to the burgeoning field of behavioral economics. Kahneman's research helps to explain many quirks in human behavior, like why people like restaurant discounts on some nights of the week, but recoil at the notion of paying a surcharge on other nights, even though, in strict economic terms, there's no difference. By accounting for those quirks, behavioral economics seeks to better understand people's decision-making and, in some cases, nudge them in more desirable directions. Daniel Kahneman was awarded the Nobel Prize in Economics in 2002. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Chinese leader Xi Jinping meeting with top American business leaders in Beijing is calling for closer ties with the U.S. Meeting comes at a time relations between the two countries are strained, though starting to mend. Xi discussed the mutually beneficial economic ties between the world's two biggest economies. The U.S. has imposed heavy tariffs on Chinese imports and accused the country's Communist Party of wielding undue influence. This is NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Stearns & Foster. Every Stearns & Foster mattress is handcrafted for irresistible comfort, with indulgent memory foam and ultra-conforming IntelliCoils for your most comfortable sleep. Learn more at stearnsandfoster.com.